This is WUWM's Chuck Quernbach. Financial help from the federal government during the COVID-19 pandemic may be on its way, with Congress's expected passage this week of the $2 trillion coronavirus stimulus package. But Wisconsin and national economists say the financial and unemployment crunch will still likely get worse before it gets better. Grocery stores are one type of business allowed to stay open during the state of Wisconsin public health emergency triggered by COVID-19. This week, a Pick and Save employee at a company store in Glendale pushed a string of grocery carts through the front door. There were shoppers inside the store, and Pick and Save, owned by the giant corporation Kroger, is expected to survive what some are calling a contraction of the economy. But many smaller businesses are closed either by order of the state as non-essential or due to declining demand, and nationwide hundreds of thousands, maybe a few million people, have been laid off. This week, the Milwaukee-based investment firm Baird issued a market note with a sobering forecast that said things may not get better for weeks or months. Strategist Willie Delwich helped write the analysis. He says this is one pullback that consumer spending may not be able to quickly reverse.
I say it's ironic because typically when you see weakness, the encouragement is to go out and spend more. Right now, we're kind of purposely and intentionally being told to kind of spend less, to do less, to stay at home.
Delwich says less consumption and limited movement are especially hurting the service sector. Places like music and sports venues, hotels, bars and restaurants, and some transportation companies like the airlines. Retired Milwaukee Area Technical College economist Michael Rosen says the economy is in free fall. He says many of those out of work weren't paid very much to begin with.
And so they lived paycheck to paycheck. And so as soon as they got laid off, these people were hurting and hurting badly. And of course, then once the pandemic spread and manufacturing began to shut down as well. And so those workers also are generally working people who have very little cushion to fall back on.
If it passes, the huge federal stimulus package is expected to temporarily help many of those laid off. There may also be a six-month break for those who have to repay federal student loans. Rosen says many of those loan recipients also work, or did.
These are students who've lost their jobs, so they've lost their income while they're attending school. And they live on the precipice when they're working.
Elsewhere, the Small Business Administration recently announced economic distress loans are available for many firms, and the Federal Reserve has cut interest rates and is promising other aggressive efforts to eventually promote what it calls a swift recovery. Locally, businesses are trying new things. For example, Milwaukee's East Side and Downer Avenue Business Improvement Districts have created new web pages to promote the purchasing of gift cards, ordering carryout or delivery from restaurants, and contributing to staff economic relief funds. At Baird, Willie Delwich is advising investors to be patient. The stock market is up for the week after dropping for most of March, but he says it's best to stick with a plan. For people without the money to invest and perhaps even worried about paying their April rent, Delwich says,
contact, whether it's landlords or banks that you have loans outstanding with, work with them. That's been one of the themes from the Fed over the past couple of weeks, is they're doing what they can to supply liquidity to banks with the understanding that banks will do what they can to help borrowers.
But the economic wild card still appears to be the coronavirus and what any additional spread could do to the businesses still open. The grocery chain Sendix yesterday announced it's installing plexiglass shields at checkout lanes to better protect frontline employees and customers. So is Outpost Natural Foods, adding a warning that closing or limiting service to pickup could be considered if shoppers don't adjust their social distancing and other behaviors. And Meijer stores joined Outpost in asking customers to refrain from bringing in reusable bags. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.